Okay, batter off. This is a geschmack sugya. We are, I got all achreinish today. You know what achreinish means? Lots of like shayla, but tshuva shayla. Because, you know what I love about learning this, these Tuesday night shares? Like you learn 3-5 lines of Gemara, you can see how much Torah comes out of these Gemaras. So, the Gemara says as follows. Okay. We're on Kuf Nun Aleph 151. It's really in the middle of a sugya about talking about the tchum. You know, if you know that the tchum. What's the tchum on Shabbos? What's tchum? 2,000 amas, right? An amas approximately 1.5 to 2 feet. So let's say up to 4,000 feet after the city ends, you can go up to your field. Afterwards, it's forbidden to go. It's an iser. Machlokes iser deraisa, iser derabbanan. It's an iser to go out to the tchum. Okay. So in the middle of this, let's say. You can have an Erev Tchum, and you can extend by putting out bread before Shabbos on a farther out area. You can extend your Tchum, right, by doing that. Let's say in the old days and then today, many people own fields outside of the city, right? If I remember in South Florida, you know, you get city, and then you finally hit the end, like you get like Davy, everyone's about to like, you know. And all of a sudden, you have like farms and like cow farms and all kinds of, and then you eventually hit the citrus farms. But you know, not people. Sometimes they're in the houses; they're just farms. Like people own those farms, and they don't live there. So in the old days, that was the case. They had people live in the cities. First of all, they wanted to live in walled cities because there were bandits and marauders and all kinds of armies coming through. And even if you owned the farm, you weren't going to live out there by yourself. All you needed was some gangster to come kill you and steal all your money. You know. So they'd own the farms, it'd be out of the city, so it would be outside the tchum. Right? So the question was, is if you were concerned for whatever reason to watch your farm on Shabbos, it was outside the tchum. So the Gemara says, "Da'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel." Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Mutar la'adam loymer lechaver. A person could tell his friend, "Shmor li perish b'tchumich." You should watch, right, my fruit that were within your tchum. It means I can't get to my field. But your friend is on the other side of the city, right? Your field's over here. It's within 2,000 amas of him, but not within 2,000 amas of you, right? So you watch my fruit. I can't go there. But you should watch my fruit, and I will watch your fruits, which is within my tchum and not your tchum. Clear? So he can watch your. He can walk into the field somewhere where you cannot walk, and watch your field in the tchum. That's what the Gemara says. I don't want to. The rest of this Gemara is really non sequitur, but we need the Rajba. Really, is going to quote Tosfos. Russ, where's the Rajba? Where do you live? Not Chicago. I cut off one city for you. Where do you live? Alex. Okay, at least you're in the right country. Toledo, Granada, Barcelona, Burzois, Gibraltar, Corona, Barcelona, right? Yes. Rajba was the Rav of Barcelona. Says the Rajba, Daf Kufin Aleph and Aleph, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar Adam Lo Yimer Lechaver. A person is permitted to say, Shmorli Paris, and Shubit Chumech, watch my fruit, which are within your tchum. Va'ani perish b'tchumi, and I'll watch your perish in my tchum. Afal pi, and you can tell us to your friend, shu eino yachol leilech sham. You can't go there. It seems it's in an area where it's forbidden for you to walk. You could ask this Jew, who is permitted to walk, to go there. Shu sham dekiyon shu mutar li sol chavero the shaman permitted for your friend Yid to watch it. You're not doing anything wrong. It's mutter for him. It's in his tchum. It's not you can't do it because it's out of your tchum. He could do it because it's in his tchum. Now you have an overlap, so you see him say, Yeshua, could you please go and check my paris? Now, says the Rajva, V'chatz b'taisvis, Zach taisvis, Demaha, Shmaina, and from here we see, the Yisrael, a Jew, Shekibol of Shabbos, a Jew that kept Shabbos, Kol Moshev HaShecha, it's Makabal early Shabbos. Took in Shabbos early. Mutar lo yisur chavero. We could tell his fellow Jew, "Lasos malacha plonis." You know, you forgot to turn on the oven. warm had some haisa food. You left the light on in your room. You don't need to go to goy. We discussed, you know, be benish. You could for sure ask a goy, but like, why can't you for sure ask a goy? Because it's before benish mashas, right? So that would be shvus to shvus to malka mitzvah, right? Or for malka oinik Shabbos. But you can even ask a Jew. You can ask a Jew flat out. You don't have to go to a goy. You can go to your neighbor Chaim or Shmuel and ask them, please do this for me. Says the Rashi, and you see that for this Gemara. So he's quoting Tosfos. Hopefully not spehetul atzuso. V'dab, listen to this. You can only ask a Jew. V'af b'shuni yachol asayis. Aval la'akom, but to a guy, if you can't walk to your field, you can't ask a guy to walk to your field. You cannot ask a guy. Why not? This is, you can ask Yankiv, and you can't ask Timothy. Yes, you can ask Yankiv, but you can't ask Timothy. What's
Pshat? On Shabbos, right?
On Shabbos.
The Jew's not going to go there and do any work. Maybe the Goy will go there and do some work.
Well, what are you adding on words to what the Rashba said? You're making gzeiras. You're making decrees. Rashba didn't say, well, you know, but you're adding on, you're hypothesizing about this. He's not going to go so far, the Rashba. Says the Rashba, you know why? Give a general thing, whatever a Jew can't do, you can't ask a guy to do. Right? If he's already there, you see him, right? You walk to within 150 feet of your tchum. You can't get there. Right? But you see Timothy's there already. Hey, Timothy, just watch the field. That's okay. He can't go there for you, right? He can't do that for you, because what you it's because Chazal were guys that you can't ask a guy to do what you can't do. There's no gezera by a Jew. It's heter, right? It's his within his tchum. So there's no amira li Israel. It doesn't exist that way. Use amira la akum. So if it's mutter for the Jew, says the Rashba. Fine. Okay? That's the opinion of the Rashba. His student, his Talmud, disagrees with him. Who is his Talmud? Rabbeinu Nissen. Where's Rabbeinu Nissen from?
How can the Rashba compare something that is permitted for the Jew on Shabbos, such as washing the fields, and says it's come to something that would be not permitted to that Jew if it was Shabbos, like such as turning on the oven? It's not because it's not Shabbos for the others.
So the Rashba understands it is that since it's permitted for the other Jew, it's just like you can't go to the Tchum, but that Jew could. Right. So to here, you're Mekabel Shabbos, so you can't turn on the oven or you can't turn off the light. But your neighbor, who's not Mekabel Oli Shabbos, he's davening the Lame Minyan, it's totally mutter for him. Because it's mutter for him. So what's the difference? You help me. What's the Kasha?
It's permitted for different reasons, though.
Why?
Well, because if it was Shabbos for him and he was walking and it was in the Sukkum, so what? It doesn't matter, he's permitted to do that in Shabbos.
So?
But if it was Shabbos for him, he wouldn't be permitted to turn on the oven.
Yeah, but right now it's not Shabbos for him. So the way the Rajpa understands, now you'll see perhaps the Rahman is going to a little bit, understand a little bit like you are, but the Rajpa understands it's a very simple equation. Here's the equation. If it's also for you and mutter for a Jew, you can ask the Jew to do it. As long as it's mutter for that Jew, with the Gemara here saying it, it's not a problem. You are adding on, like a Yehuda over here, yeah. Right? You know, must be the beards, right? You know, you're adding on. The Gemara doesn't say that. The longness of the Gemara says that Rashba is that it's because it's mutter for him. Well, if it's mutter for him, you know, your next door neighbor is brushing his teeth and shaving, you know, and mowing his lawn. He's an extra hour or hour plus than you. Why can't you ask him to do it for you? It's mutter for him. Like Gamri, it's mutter. There's no. It's not Shabbos for him. No, now, if you'd be in a community where everyone's acceptable to Shabbos, of course they can't have it. But in a community where there's people doing both minhagim, what's the problem, says the Rashba.
What in Gemara, just to clarify Gemara, what was the Hama meaning? Why would that be also ask another Jew to watch your thought? What's the prohibited?
It's an agav. It's part of the sugya. I don't want it because you have to go through the whole sugya to get there. You know, I'm saying we're jumping to a whole in the middle of a whole sugya of tchumen, which is just to bring a raya this way.
No, yeah. But the havamina was that the
you. It's asur for you. You can't ask a guy.
Okay.
Any asur the balabatish the havamina is if it's asur for you, you can't ask anyone to do it. Just like you can't.
The dafka, the din is Shabbos or something else?
We're learning Shabbos, so it doesn't, it shouldn't, you know, and in fact, you can't ask a guy, right?
Okay.
Right? You can't ask a guy to do it. You could ask a Jew. So I don't want to get to this. We're learning Shabbos, okay. Right? No, in Hilchah Shabbos, that's it. Yeah. Says the Ran. Says Rabbi Yonisim. It says in Da Be'arif, Samach Dalin Mebeis. Zok the Ran.
Where's the Ran from?
Grondoy. Thank you for asking. Next time, I'm going to hold you culpable to know who the Ran's from. So now that you know, don't forget.
Wait, he wasn't from the same town as his rabbi?
He moved on. He had his own shteller. Zok the Ran quotes the Gemara. And then he says... I'm going to jump in it. Katsa Rajba, B'Shem HaTaisa, sorry. D'mahashma Ina, and the Yisrael Shekiu of Shabbos Kodem B'Shechah Shecha, Mutalis, quotes the whole Rajba, V'li Nira, I'm just going to skip it, D'ein Hanidon Doim Al-Rachya. Right? There's no comparison one to another. Why is there no comparison? Because the Shani Hacha Shemyesham Burganin Hu Atzmo Shomer. Zok the Ran, like Jonathan Kay was alluding to, we should call him Yankiv Kay, right? A little bit like that. That really, says the Ran, you know, you can't ask a guy to, if it's Shabbos for you, you can ask a Jew to turn on the lights for you, even though he's not, even though he's mowing his lawn anyways. You know why? Because you cannot do that. But getting, but really, the Tchum case, which the Gemara is talking about, is Tchum case, so technically speaking, there could have been a way for you to walk there. And that's Burgenin. Now, where's the Ran coming from? It's a Gemara. It's actually a Gemara in the previous Amud and Kuf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there a remarkable thing, which has ramifications in the Dabra Dabra. We talked about not talking about weekday things on Shabbos, right? You can't walk by your, you know, as, you know, one of my bushes fell down in all this monsoon weather we've had over here. So I caught myself the other week. I was about to tell my wife, we really have to cut down that bush on Shabbos. I was about to tell that to my wife, but can I say that to my wife? Survey says, absolutely not. We can't talk about doing malacha. It's a malacha to cut down trees. So I can't tell my wife, that tree needs to be cut down on Shabbos. It's an Isser malacha, right? We discussed with Dabra, you can't do it. We'll still have an afkamiya. The Gemara says earlier, again, I'm not... All these Gemaras are very technical, so I don't want to jump in there, because really it's not it's not my point here at all. But the Gemara does say like this, Amar Rav Amar Shmuel, in Kufrin Rebeis, Motel Adam Lomel Chaver, a person could tell his friend, Lekrach Ploni Ani Hoylech Lamarcha, tomorrow, right, I'm going to go to that metropolitan area. That metropolitan area is beyond the Tchum. It's 8 miles away, right? It's 8 miles away, way beyond the Tchum, right? It's beyond there, there's no houses. I could go. You can't. Why isn't that a dabra dabra? Why isn't that saying that tomorrow I want to go ahead? And even though you can't get there, means I'm talking. A guy on Shabbos could say tomorrow. On Sunday, I'm going to Los Angeles. In real life, Los Angeles. Right now, is Los Angeles outside the Tchum? Survey says.
No.
Yeah, that's outside the Tchum, all right. You know, you maybe get to Morgan Hill if you take a certain route. But after that, you're, you know,
yeah. You know, allowed to do that.
Says the Gemara, you could do that, you know. Even that far, I'm going really far now. You know, you can go that far. Why could you say that? You can't say I'm flying on a plane to Los Angeles.
But isn't
because I'm going to Los Angeles. So you say, why isn't that saying I'm going to cut my tree tomorrow? You know, I'm going to cut that tree tomorrow on Shabbos Day. I can't do that. Why could I go ahead and say I'm going to go to this metropolitan area outside of the Tzchum? Zok the Gemara. Shem Yesh Borgen and Horlich. Technically speaking, there is a way to go to Los Angeles on Shabbos, right? Could I walk to Palo Alto on Shabbos tomorrow? Yeah, I could. In Palo Alto, if you take the 101, maybe not. But you take the 280, you know, I could probably get to San Francisco, possibly. I don't know if it, you know, I could get pretty far north, at least half Moon Bay, right? There's consistent houses going up through Redwood City. There's no problem to walk there. Why is there no problem? Because the city continues. Well, says the Gemara, there's not like Los Angeles. It's not like mowing the lawn. It's not like cutting the branch. It's not like getting a haircut. It's not like of driving your car. I can't say I'm driving a car to Los Angeles. I'm going to Los Angeles because, technically speaking, you could walk there. Why could you walk there? All you need is Borgonen. What's Borgonen? It means Borgonen are, if you have houses within 70 amas of a city, you could extend the city, and technically the city could go all the way to Los Angeles. So since there is a way in Lundus, on Shabbos, like you can get there, there's something intrinsic about Los Angeles. You know, the tchum is just the reality, but if you build a house next week, you could go there. You can never cut down a branch on Shabbos. So you'd be a Kreishus Eitzin.
You can't say I'm going to Israel then, if you ever see
me. Oh, that's right. That's right. I once saw there was a discussion, maybe you could walk through Alaska, you know, if it freezes by the Arctic thing over there, maybe you could technically say, but Mr. Dama, no, you can't say I'm going to Israel exactly. But anywhere in the continental United States, you could say. Because technically speaking, it's not intrinsic. Now, you can't say I'm driving anywhere in the United States. You can't say I'm flying there. But you can say I'm going. It's not. Says the Gemara, it's an integrated thing. It's something that's doing Mnei Ubei Aser. So says the Ron, don't tell me, my teacher, my great teacher, the Rajba. And Rajba is not quoting himself. It's Taisvis. Right? It's Rajba and Taisvis. That you're going to learn that you can say, tell somebody, I'm making early Shabbos. I can ask my friend who made late Shabbos to do something. You can't ask him to do an Isser Malacha. That, you can never do that. You have a riot from a Gemara, but there, that Gemara is talking about a specific reality. Because technically speaking, there is a way on Shabbos where anyone could do that. So now, I can't do it. My friend could do it, so I can ask him. Clear? Got the Raj, we got the Ron?
Is that halacha?
We're just starting okay, over right. here. We're just, gonna, wow. just, Sorry, we're just beginning. You can ask all you want, but you know, I can push back, right? You know?
Oh, for sure, yeah. for sure.
All right, we're just starting, you know. Ask the Machlokes, Rajba, and Ron. Now, the Beis Yosef comes to the defense of the Rajba. Who's the Beis Yosef? You're the... Say next thing you can call on.
I'm not sure.
Wait, Yosef Karo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yosef Karo. Okay, you got a pass. Next time you have to remember that, right? Yosef Karo.
Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch, right. Okay. So it says the Beis Yosef, in the Beis on the Shulchan Aruch, now he's on the Torah. It's common. Before they wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the commentary of the Torah, the Beis Yosef, says the Beis Yosef, he quotes this Ron, and he says, V'ini Maven Dvarav. I don't get the Ron. I don't get the Ron. The Rajba and Taisus both said, you can ask somebody, if you make Kabbalah Shabbos early, you can ask somebody to turn on the light. Joe, you can go to your neighbor, it could be the Rabbi, you can ask, go to a big Rabbi, you're supposed to get the whole door, told the door for a problem. That job is for him. And you can ask him. The Rabbi says, no, it's for you, it's us right now. It says the Beis Yosef, Echmeishness, I don't get it. The Hachinami, Ikalemar, Elohim, Mekabal Shabbos. Who wants to move to last level? It's not intrinsic. We're not talking about Shabbos day. I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early. This is no different than Borgonen, he says. You're Mekabal, you don't have to be Kabbal Shabbos early. It's not intrinsically Shabbos. Lamaisa, you're Mekabal Shabbos on yourself. It doesn't make it that it's usher, right? It's only because you made your wife wanted to eat early. The kids are tired, you know? You haven't guessed. You have Mekabal Shabbos. Why can't you? You, is it Shabbos? It's like Borgonen. It's something you could go ahead and do, right? Does that make sense? The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand the Ron's Taina. The Mekabal Shabbos early is like Borgonen. It's intrinsically not us, sir. You took it upon yourself and answer. So Mamela, you can ask him. It's not to go there. You didn't have to make Shabbos early. In the Mechaber, Reish Samech Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, he passes like the Rashba. Yesh Mishaimer, is in Zayin, Shemisha Keba Alav Shabbos Kol Mechashechi. Somebody accepts Shabbos before dark. It makes early Shabbos. Mutter loymil Yisrael chamer las malacha. You can go to your friend. You know. By the way, this happens in the Shul Tai. The guy's mekabel shabbos. They walk out of the first minion. You know, I forgot my keys here. Can you move it? Blah, blah, blah. Can you do this? You know. If air conditioning. You know. Can you help me out? Right. You can. So mekabel shabbos. They ask you. It's mechamer. The Rashba. Taisvis. Right. They all say this. Mishnah Berurah. Actually, I'll mention the Ramah. Then we'll swing back. The Ramah says mutter lahanis mos malacha shabbos. No problems. You know, we discussed the Mila Akum, there's two servers. Is it ask the guy, and even if it asks the guy for it's a dark room, the guy turns on the light, could you benefit from it? Survey says, clearly not. If it's a pitch dark room, you cannot benefit, right? Even if you didn't ask him, he just saw you and he turns on, he can't benefit. So says the Ramah, an interesting thing, Kol shekem b'motzei Shabbos, certainly on Motzei Shabbos, mishem ach l'spalol b'motzei Shabbos, you're going to die on Ma'ariv late, you're enjoying eating shashas. The rabbi speaking long, we have a guest speaker, whatever it is. You know, you're going to sing, you want to sing all the Zemiros, you want to make late Shabbos, you know, there are Jews who like to keep Shabbos long. You know, or maybe you hold a Rabbeinu Tam. I had a Rebbe who kept Rabbeinu Tam 90 plus to 100 minutes. You know, based on the degrees, they hold it was really longer. The briskers hold 90 minutes because they hold it, you know, there's plenty of chumras, and when Shabbos ends, you know, the people luckily want to keep Shabbos long. People, you know, if you ever go to some of the Chassidish Rebbes, they keep Shabbos longer. You know, the year can be Shabbos longer, and many people, good Jews, pious Jews, you know, this is mine, and Shabbos is over. You know, like, let me get home. I got things to do. You know. So you're still singing your Zemiros, the lights go out, you want to be able to sing, you see a guy, you know, drive, pull up with his car, your neighbor, could you ask him to turn on the lights? You know, you're in the Rebbe's Tish, could he ask a Jew, get a guy, you don't need an Arab or a Mexican. But you ask a Jew, turn on the lights, they may have done already. And they say, what's the problem? So I said, no problem. But to the so far, spal with the Hivdal. The Havdalah, whether in Tefillah or actual Havdalah. If you don't forget which one, how you do that, you can list my shift from a year ago. You can ask him to cook for you, to do things. It's Shabbos is over. You're keeping Shabbos long because it's the day. Enjoy Shabbos all you want. Have a good time in Shabbos, but Shabbos is over. The Zman's over. I'm a minute to the house. He can cook for you. You can have a Shal Shittis. And I mentioned when I was a Chassan, my shver wanted me to do the square rebbe to get a bracha. So my parents were there that weekend, and we just got engaged. And we all drove up past Monty to square. And they're still at Shabbos. They're saying, I'm telling you, Shabbos was number 2 or 2.5 hours already. It was like 9:30. It was in the winter. I got engaged January 31st. This must have been early February when we went. And it was the winter. And Pasha Shabbos was over 6:37. It was like 9:30. They were making Havdalah. Saying, you know, nothing wrong, you're allowed to do that. It's you know, geschmack, you know, keep Shabbos long, it's not great. But if someone they can even have a Jew finish Shabbos early, cook them a meal, you can have hot pizza, fresh made hot pizza at the Shalat Shabbos is the Ramah. A Jew can make, what's the problem? It's not Shabbos anymore. It's 9 o'clock, Shabbos over 7 o'clock. What's the problem? Okay, you know, you have a little hot pizza with macaroni, with mushrooms, right? You can have the macaroni. You know, they sell the pizza with macaroni. I don't like it, but you can get whatever you want. You can pick an order. You can tell you want holy pizza. Tell the Jews. It says it's not a problem. It's Shabbos over. You're holding a Shabbos. You can't do that. It's an issur for you to do. You have to tshuva. You do that. You can ask a Jew. It says the Chavetz Chaim. The Ramah says the Kol Sheken. The Ramah says the Kol Sheken. Why the Kol Sheken? Do have erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. It's very very geschmack. Why is it a kol sheken? The Ramah says very geschmack. And I'll tell you why. The levush. I even have this. I think I wrote this down. He says levush says you can't do this, right? The Levush holds. Levush was a student, really, of the Ramah and the Marshal.
Just clarification: the Gemara was talking about the case on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
And we were discussing before Shabbos or early Shabbos or.
The Gemara was talking about Tchumen, the Rajba and Tosfos on the south.
Yes, that's right. But
so, what are you clarifying?
Mechaber is talking about the Ramah. Talking about.
Mechaber said before Shabbos.
And Ramah is passed.
Ramah says culture came out to Shabbos. Okay.
But not on Shabbos. On Shabbos, are we talking about on Shabbos too?
What do you mean on Shabbos?
Gemara.
What do you mean Gemara? What could you do? The Gemara's not...
Ask about Tchumen.
No, but so Tchumen, we're not talking about that. We're now talking about, could we learn now from that, could we derive from that Gemara, if you're Mekabel early Shabbos, asking a Jew to do something...
Because those are easier cases, but the Gemara was, the base of Gemara was... No, that's for sure,
that's only by Tchumen. That the Gemara is...
Okay, it's only by Tchumen,
yeah, that's unequivocal.
You cannot learn from that.
No, that's
but
only...
But other dinim, you're saying we can learn for pre-Shabbos?
I'm not saying it, I'm just quoting...
I'm quoting, I'm
not big enough to say what to learn, that's okay. Such big things. These are Rishonim.
Okay.
Get from Mechaber Ramah, the Rajbos and Taisvises and... Ron's learning this, not me. I'm just, you know, I'm just telling you that this is my focus.
The Ramoyim Mechaber don't apply on Shabbos.
How would you apply this on Shabbos?
I mean, you mentioned yourself, second day Yom Tov for...
Why are you jumping to second day Yom Tov? How's it doing Shabbos? I'm learning Shabbos right now, right? Yeah. What's second day Yom Tov?
How is the Mechaber disproving the Ron? This is what I understand. What is he saying? I don't understand what... Does it say anything to disprove his point?
Did you have to listen to the tape? I said it 10 minutes ago. Okay. What did I say?
He said that if a Jew is allowed to help his friend out, so like one keeps Rabbeinu Tam, one doesn't, and he's allowed to ask somebody who's not keeping Shabbat to do a malacha for him, then shouldn't that be just the same? Sorry, I got confused.
No. I don't know. What was it? Says he doesn't get it. He said, I don't get it, Ron. I don't have to make Kabbalah Shabbos early. What do you tell me? It's like bargaining. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like bargaining. Right? It's good to try to answer. It's like bargaining. That's how he says it. He says, you tell me bargaining is different. This is like bargaining. I don't have to make Kabbalah Shabbos early. Right? So, the Ramah says as follows. Why is it called Shekei Motzei Shabbos? Pirish Tabe, Erev Shabbos, Kvar Kibol Shabbos. An Erev Shabbos, you ready? Once you make Shabbos, there's no way you can get out of it. It's Shabbos. When you say early Shabbos, there's nothing you could ever do to get out of early Shabbos, right? It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos already, right? V'ef Shalachzer Avila Hakri Shari, and even so, you can ask another Jew. His Motzei Shabbos. If I want to make Havdalah at any moment, I can get out of it. There's no greater bargaining case like that. I know why I can ask a Jew to do it for me, because if I want to make my own pizza, all I'll do is say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol and make my pizza. I'll make Havdalah. I can get out at any moment. I have a get out of Shabbos card whenever I want. If this works on Friday afternoon, where it's Shabbos and there's nothing, it's my Matzias and Shabbos. There's no way, it's going to be Shabbos next 26 hours now, right? Till Motzei Shabbos. It calls Shekhen, says the Ramah. It should work Saturday night. Is that clear? You know, is that Pashat? A good swear of the Ramah. The Lavush, who was a student really of the Marshal, but they're the same base marriage of the Ramah, he doesn't like this. Lavush and Sifzayin, you know, I should have printed it. But the Lavush says, I don't like this Lavush. I don't really get it. He says, like, maybe you had accepted it for this. On Erev Shabbos, it's like you didn't have a complete Kabbalah Shabbos. But once Shabbos, it's Shkia, or it says, it's Shabbos, and you can't get out of that reality. So Lavush is like a little bit opposite. It doesn't make complete sense. But I will say that the Ramah says, Yeah, he answers the Ron this way. The Ramah says that even the Ron, who doesn't hold like the Beis Yosef, would say by Motzei Shabbos, because you can make Havdalah at any moment, right? The Ron himself, because the Ron may hold that you can't do it, because once you make Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no way out. But Ron's not going to say, Ron's going to learn. He says the Ramah understands, Ron will understand as well, like the Beis Yosef, that Motzei Shabbos, you can ask a Jew to do it for you. Right, you can ask. By the way, they used to do this in many places. They'd have if there's cold connection daven, there's multiple minutes, a Jew would turn on the lights for them. You know, one Jew would say Baruch Ma'adam Kodesh L'chol. They were still keeping Shabbos. They'd turn on the lights for everyone in the shul. You know, this is before. And I didn't turn on a switch. They turned on. They lit the match. You know, one guy said Baruch Ma'adam. One guy only, and the rest would daven Marav. And after Marav, you know, they were able to see in the dark. You know how dark it was in the old days before electricity. You ever go out to the boondocks, there's no lights, so you couldn't daven, it's pitch dark. So one girl, Jew, said Baruch HaMavdol, and they all benefited from it, even though it was still Shabbos for them. That was the minhag, right? So far, so good. Mm-hmm. Now this comes in, it's a very geshmaka shaila. The Mishnas HaRayim, who was about 150 years ago.
Who's that?
His name was Frankel, about 150 years ago. So he said like this, actually got stuff, Hebrew, Svarim.books.org. So he's in the middle of a whole shtickle over here. It says, the Shal's Tshuva is your test. his five-ish is the first name. Says Achnir is a rock. Says, when could you go ahead and ask a Jew to help you out? This. Achzanir the rock mishmekabel of Shabbos koydimashkia. Rachmach mas geder chasidus balma. You're taking it on because it's a geder chasidus balma. You want to have more Shabbos, or more likely today, it's convenience. People want to go sleep early. The kids want to eat. Blah blah blah. You're tired. You know, your guests, whatever reason you want to make early Shabbos, or it's in the summer, the late Shabbos is really late, so you don't you don't want to like go that late. You're not taking early Shabbos because you know you hold its usher. You know, but he said, "Vaymoch shash it's an ender as mutul letzavus lacherem las malachto." Avol mishem mekabel erev Shabbos shah kodem alayla chosh l'shitas habach. It's the opinion of a bach that Shabbos starts earlier. Hamuva b'magen Avram to mitchilas hashkia have alayla. He's something like world of the Chassidim. Now, in the world of the Chassidim in Europe, they were mekabel Shabbos later, after shkia. Now, no one today does this. I discussed this again about a year and a half ago, right? Nobody today does this. We'll stone you, not literally, but you're chutzal machana to do this, right? We hold, I mean, certainly the Gra held it was your chayv skila. It's kind of
like chayv skila. To do what?
To take Shabbos and after shkia. Like the chassidim used to do, they held the Kerbeinu Tam, which was bit later. Remember, they'll know the Gemara and Shabbos for him. So come how they learned the Gemara, one Shabbos, one night would be, right? But let's say you would do that. So if you're in a world where Shabbos is later, and you were choishev for the shitas that Shabbos is earlier, you hold that really those are correct. So you're living in Satmar in Europe. In Satmar in Europe, after Shkia, they would be driving, or more likely on their horsebacks or donkeys or camels. Or no camels.
Still do malacha.
Still malacha. And Shabbos and Lent for them also. No, it go both ways.
Yeah,
start Shabbos later. And by them. After, you know, 50 minutes, 45 minutes after Shabbos, was still Shabbos Gomer. Mm. You know, they were going to, 70 to 90 minutes after Shabbos, and that's when Shabbos was over. So, let's say you're living in Satmar, and you hold that they're wrong. You hold like the Gra. You hold Shabbos starts by Shkia. If that's the case, so you're Mekabel Shabbos early. There's a Gra minion in Satmar. If that's the case, says the Mishkan Esrei Ve'er Geshmak, you can't ask them to do something for you. He says you can. The whole thing's only talked about when you've taken a Borgen in type case, is when you hold it's intrinsically mutter. You could have extended it, but if you hold it's usser, it's now Shabbos. You really what you're holding is a mechal de Shabbos. You hold it's usser. Now you're not gonna look down at them, right? I hate to tell it to people, everyone here, many Chassidim hold using a shaver as usser. Period.
To
a shaver. Shaving.
Oh.
Right? Usser. Now, I don't hold that way. Most of them don't, but they do. So, you know, they hold you wrong for shaving. And so you're usser, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Listen, I hold up plenty of things they do as usser. It's fine. But you know what? At the end of the day, by the way, those were Chassidim. If I would be in that town, I would hold that during usser. I personally, am I just going to hold their. My whole time contention? No, Rebbeinu Tam was a big person. They're following Rebbeinu Tam. Am I going to be upset at them? No. But I hold it's doing usser. Understand what that means? I hold it's usser. If I would see somebody doing this today, I would hold it's usser. They're going to tell me they hold it. Now, you can't do it in America today because no Gedolim allowed this. But 150 years ago in Europe, they did.
It's common, so.
In certain communities, it's very common, yeah. In certain Sephardic communities as well, by the way. Depending on the Machaber. What?
Didn't wasn't there like a Maisa where they tried to do it when they got here?
And the Maisa stopped them.
Okay.
Fine, yeah. Okay. And it became, because it would have caused more chilos, you know, and the Samar Rebbe agreed, and another Rebbe agreed, and that was it. And then for that, this is decades ago, and it doesn't exist in our world. So, if I'm living there, I can't ask that kind of Jew. I hold Shabbos is now for me and you! You know? You, technically, by the way, I'm just to give this thing, you know, the Chassidim have some major kulas in certain areas. Like by Erev, they're very makol. If I hold it, I can hold an Erev as Aser, which we'll get to in a minute, and then they'll hold its mutter. If I hold its Aser, says the Mishkan, I can't ask somebody to carry. I hold something's Aser, if it's a Chumrah, if it's an act of piety, I can ask somebody to do it. If I hold its Aser, can't ask someone to do this. Mishnah says, so it depends on my Mekabel or Shabbos. If you're so if I hold Shabbos over 72 minutes, Rabbeinu Tam, I hold it, that's not a Chumrah, I hold it, that is the Halacha. It's that. And the opposite, you know, it's funny, the Grominion in Satmar, so they, to ask a Satmar Chassid, when there's Shabbos for them, to do something would be forbidden. And for a now they end Shabbos early. And so for a Satmar Chassid, who holds a still Shabbos 100%, right, you can't ask the Grom person after, it would go both ways, by the way. Right? If it's you hold this answer, it's not an act. See, today, I don't think anyone in this room, whoever made early Shabbos, thought, halachic. You know, if it's a nice thing, you bring your early Shabbos, then you could do it. But if you hold this mamish stark, like this way, I saw, let's see if I'm more a Shabbos, really, the psakim of Rosh Hashanah and Arbach. One of the students, Gavald, the Kasefer. So he asked the following question. It's this is on page Tav Samach Gimel. From Rosh Zalman's letters, he says he wanted to know. You know, I'm not going to get to the whole sugya, but by Sfardim, if you have liquid which is hot and cools off, right, and it's no longer yad so lettuce bow, you can't put it back on a blech or on a warming plate. Okay, Ashkenazim has to be netzdan legamer, so completely cold. Then you can't put it back. If it's still a little warm, you can put it back.
Okay. I thought you had to hold on to it.
We're trying to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Even if you're holding on to it, if it's far, you can't put it back. Right? Even if you have all other time, you cannot put it back. Sefrektiv Shalmasan Arbach, could a Sfardi ask an Ashkenazi to do it? By Sfardim it's Aser, and by Ashkenazim it's Mutter. So could one ask the other to go ahead and do it? So he quote says, it's an early Machlaikis. Now this is today almost all poskim hold this as aser. But frankly, Shlomo Arbach, in the old days there were people who smoked on Yom Tov. Today we know that smoking on the weekdays is aser gamur. Kill your health, you die. I challenge anyone to tell me today that smoking is okay. You're bona fide on a death path. Go to the hospitals like I've been and see people with emphysema and lung cancer. You'll realize that you're taking off your life, and with heart conditions, and causing diabetes to themselves. I mean, a million other things. It destroys your life. Well, years ago, they didn't know that. And they didn't know nicotine was addictive in those days either. So there's a question, could you smoke on Yom Tov? Now, you can't light a match on Yom Tov, but you can do things on Yom Tov. Maybe it's like cooking. It's davar. It's achal nefesh, right? So he wants to know, let's say you hold smoking zasser, right? Is he able to give his friend a cigarette? You wouldn't smoke, but can you give a cigarette to somebody who holds his mutter? Right? Can you give it to him? So, and he brings down, if you don't smoke on Yom Tov, because you're to chumrah, your machmir atzma, you can go ahead and give it to him. But if you hold its usser, you hold its mamish usser, right, you can't give it to him. So let me give you a different nafkami in my world. I'm Machben and Chalv Yisrael. I do not hold Chalv Stam as Aser. When I get Shalach Manas with Chalv Stam in it, you know, Hershey's or whatever, now, probably the person who gave it to me was not Yotzi Shalach Manas because I can't eat it. It's like, you gave me Shalach Manas, I can't eat it. So you're not Yotzi Shalach Manas. Maybe according to some opinions, it's a nice gesture, but you're not giving me anything for my suit. I'm not eating it. But could I give it to somebody? So if you give it to me, you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to give it to people who eat Chalav Stam. That's how I do. I'm not giving it to my family, I'm going to give it to Chalav Stam. But I hold it to Chumrah. I hold it to Aser. If you give it to a person who holds Aser, which is all Chassidim, right, they hold it to Aser, they hold it to Isser Kal. They will not eat Chalav Stam. I don't think I've had Chalav Stam for many years, but if I was stuck somewhere, I would eat it if I needed to be. It needs to be. If I really needed it to, I would. I don't think it's Aser. It's a Chumrah. You know. So I can give my Chalav Stam. But if you hold it to Aser, you hold its usher, you can't give it to someone. You know the OU parv means anytime they have milchik on the at the place, and the milchik, they kasher it legamre to make it OU parv because they know that they want to cater to chassidim, and they hold chalav stam as iser, not just you know it's iser, it's like treif to them. So you hold it treif, you can't give it to somebody else. Like, you can't eat it. No one can. No one can eat it. So, says Rosh Hashanah and Arbach, you know, then it would depend. You know, it would depend. Rav Yashiv says the same thing. If it's something you hold as Aser, you can't ask another Jew to do it or give it to another Jew. So this is a Chumrah. That, you know what Rosh Hashanah says by Erevin? If you hold an Erev as Aser, you can't ask a Jew to push for you. Right? If you hold it's Aser, you know, you can't ask a Jew. If you were going to be a Sephardi, and you're not going to use the Erev because of the Rambam, any Erev, if you hold that's like the Rambam Kipshuto, you can't ask a Jew to do it for you. If you hold it's a Chumrah, you know, then you could. Certain groups hold, Chabad, in theory, shouldn't hold an Erev in. I mean, unless it's a walled city, literally. You know, hey, there's no Erev in America. I really is going to fit a Chabad, the Baal Tanya's understanding of Erev in. You know, unless maybe a bungalow colony or a little camp where you can have poles within often Tanakh. You know, they hold that you have to have Roy Mechizes, which actually San Jose will have. But then you cannot have any two poles more than 10 amas apart. You know what that is? There's no city in the country that doesn't have that. No metropolitan Arab doesn't have that. Right? You know, or an Arab, poles 10 amas apart, how do you close any gap? The streets are more than 10 amas wide. Right? It's not happening. And unless you put multiple poles, right? You'd have to have a few poles in order, which you're not going to do. You have to, like, cut through the street that way. Right? So, technically, so if you hold it, if you're machron like Baal Tanya, you can ask other people to push. If you hold it's usher, if that's your psak, that's your minhag, you can ask another Jew to do it. You know, you hold something in Shabbos as usher is usher. If it's a chumrah, says Rav Yosha, then you can ask. And the same thing by making early Shabbos and late Shabbos. Yom Tov Sheni.
But here's the opposite, because here in early Shabbos, maybe it says a chumrah. But late, maybe that's lish minhag, no?
No. But some people holy Shabbos is ikra din. Yeah. I'm machmer, and you know why? You know there's a difference. I by a fast day I'll end, 45, 50 minutes, whatever it is. You know, I'm not waiting till 72 minutes because I'm only machmer deraisis. So that what I'm machmer on is Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Shema. I'll be careful to say Shema after 7. And Moshe, by the way, says that Beit Torah Shem Machmer Rabbeinu Tam. For Diraisas. And he's not everyone holds like that. I see his, I don't think I believe what's his half letter from Moshe. But Moshe says that. And really puts his mention because he's married to a great granddaughter. Which is fine. There are plenty of people who hold like the Gruel. And that's it. You know, and that's, and the Gruel was a minig in many, many places. But at the end of the day, I don't hold, it's a Chumrah. So but if you hold Rabbeinu Tam Kipshuto, you know, then you gotta be Machmer Legamre. You know, that's a definite. What about Yom Tov Sheni? Who asked about Yom Tov Sheni? It was Shmuel back there. Says, I promise Yom Tov Sheni. Says, so Machaber says like this. Actually, I don't even Machaber. My goal is the Shari Tshuva, which is on the Machaber. The Machaber just talks about keeping Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. That for those who visit, they have to keep 2 days of Yom Tov, not listen to these modernishas who have all their own ideas. There's a Chacham Tzvi. The minute of Klai, so let's keep 2 days. So, says, Misha Halach L'chutz, oh no, I want to go back. He has so many good challenges about Yom Tov Sheni here. Then he's like this. V'ayin the Birki Yosef. Who's the Birki Yosef? Jonathan, I didn't pick on you today. Who's the Birki Yosef? You don't know.
No.
You don't know. Didn't teach you Scotland who the Birki Yosef was?
Surely taught me many times.
You forgot, okay. Yeah. It's more important than Benjamin DeFrank. Disraeli, would he live at the same time? It was a little boy and the Birki Yosef was alive. So, Birki Yosef is the Chida. Yosef David Chaim was alive. You heard the Chida? Do you know who the Birki Yosef was? You know who the Birki Yosef was?
No.
A little self pride in your Sephardi heritage. Right? Says the Birki Yosef. Says the Birki Yosef. He quotes the Marka, a Ben Chutzlaritz, Sha'oimir Be'eretz Yisrael, a Ben Chutzlaritz who's in Israel, Mutar Lomar Leven Eretz Yisrael, Shiyasa Malacha B'Yom Tov Sheni. Half love a fella. Says the Chida, if you're from Chutzlaritz and now you're in Israel on Yom Tov, you can ask a Jew, an Israeli, who keeps one day, to do Malacha for you. State the Chida. Then the Shari Tshuva. But when the Shari Tshuva is writing a couple hundred years ago, this is a very uncommon case. Today, this is Meisim B'chol Yom. You know, you go to Sukkot in Israel, Pesach in Israel, this applies to thousands and thousands of Jews. Probably tens of thousands if you include the Europeans, right? Tens of thousands of Jews is applicable to, you know. Amari Prago, Amari Malko, Dachu Dvarav, V'skim L'Isser. No, it's Osir. No, you can't ask. If you're in the Holy Land, they say absolutely not. You can't go asking another Jew to do it. That's the Shari Tshuva. That's what the Shari Tshuva says. The Shmira Shabbos Keholchasa of Nairuth, according to his great Rebbe, the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, says as follows. Ben Chutz La'aretz Shechayiv Lishmor Yom Tov Shesh Goyis. You go to Israel, you're Chayiv. You're absolutely obligated to keep 2 days Yom Tov. You know, absolutely obligated. Also, lo yomar lechaveiro ben eretzos. Can't tell his friend or his son or his relative eretzos. Lasus lo kol malacha. Vagam haloi lo yatsim atz malacha avar ben chutz la'aretz. And he shouldn't do a malacha for a ben chutz la'aretz. Right? He shouldn't do malacha for a ben chutz la'aretz either. That's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says. Who does he quote? He quotes a slew of people. That's what Shlomo says. He says, quotes the Shari Tshuva, the second two opinions. And he quotes a base Amish Tabura later on. He quotes a Moshe Feinstein on this, which we'll see. And he says, the Shamatim Yagurim Sholazami, what's the difference? Why isn't this like early Shabbos? Why is this not like early Shabbos? Isn't it a good question? Why is it not like Shabbos for Noam, the Israeli? Batya, the Israeli girl, for, you know, Aviel, what is her name, you know, the Israeli, you know, you can even ask, you know, it doesn't have to be religious, you can ask Chiloni Lagamre, right? You can get Tomer in Tel Aviv, you're walking around Tel Aviv, so you're something or the other, you see Tomer, well, dati, you know, it doesn't make a difference, you can ask a Chassid and Meir Sharim, take your pick. Ask whatever Israeli you want. We can pick a dati lumi. Pick your Jew. It's an all mutter for every single one of them. So what's the difference? It's mutter for them. It's not a chumrah, right? It's alright. Chashiv kilo is mesupak, right? It's mesupak for you. You cannot, right? As you just said, right? Then he brings up the ismiu lamaisim lamaisa, rabim noagim lahakel. So today, many people will make all, if they're in Israel, that ask Israelis. He says, "Bezmanza, we know we have the calendars fixed." We know there's no suffix anymore, so why do we keep today's Yom Tov? They say it's Minhag HaSeinu, even though it's a Din Rabbanon, it's a guest, and they rely on a Chacham Tzvi and their Mekel. He doesn't like it. He brings out people are Mekel to ask Israelis. Rav Moshe, in a long tshuva, bashes that to pieces. I mean, I don't just bash it to pieces. He says, like the second two opinions on the Shari Tshuva, it's Usser. This is in. If you want to look, I don't have the time to go through the whole thing over here, but it's in Igor Smeisha Chelik Gimel or Yerachaim Sven Ayin Gimel. He comes out with Chumra not to do this. Rav Yoshev, who usually has short shuvas, and a very long shuva in Orachaim Chelik Aleph, Simon and Dalet, like several pages on the Shaila, several long pages, goes back and forth. Right, but in Ben Chutz Abal Eretzov Daitulach, so you're going to go back. Could you ask an Israeli to do malacha? And at the end, I'm just going to quote you his end point. You have a guy keeping 2 days zamtiv, and they're in Eretz Yisrael, v'day tolach, so he's going to go back. So he's really keeping 2 days. Bevadai! Certainly, in heter! Normally, Yisrael agar be'eretz Yisrael lasas avur malachta malachas sheyesh behem mishumim so chavtzecha. Right, because it's... Why do I ask you questions about Yashev? Yes, I'm so chavtzecha. Could you talk about Yantav about cutting down branches, driving cars? It's the same thing. right? You can't go ahead and talk about these type of things. Right? It's Asr. Dinida ein bo mishum isra mira ach asr ledaber binyani chafatzov mishum losidi de asr. You can't talk about it. You don't want to talk about malacha. You're on your second day, Yom Tov Sheni. It's Simchas Torah for you. You're going to have a conversation about business. How about this? By Simchas Torah, you're dancing also. You sit down to the stock market, talk about business, buying property. You want to buy a house in Israel. You know, beautiful. You love it here. You're going to talk about cutting the money. Well, you can't talk about that on Shabbos. You can't do it on Yom Tov Sheni, says Yoshev. Right? He says, when could you go ahead and be mekal? He says, you know, by Dvar Mitzvah. Why by Dvar Mitzvah? Because we learned this. As it is that by Dvar Mitzvah, there are those who are mekal by Dabar Davar for a mitzvah, right? How much a mitzvah? How not? So if it's for a mitzvah, says Rav Yoshev, you can go ahead and ask them. There's a great sefer called Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasai. Actually, today he lives in Dallas, Rish Kirill in Dallas. He wrote the sefer when he was still in Israel. This is a translation of it. And he says, I'll quote his language in English, but he has some good marma koimus. His name is Rav Fried. He lives in Dallas. He's Rish Kirill today in Dallas. Actually, I'm going to be in Dallas in 2 weeks. I'll see him. According to most authorities, a Ben Chotzlaretz may not ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to perform malacha for him on Yom Tov. Sheni, even by way of a direct hint, and even if he asks before Yom Tov, if he asks nonetheless, the Ben Eretz Yisrael may not oblige him. But if a Ben Eretz Yisrael performs malacha, a Ben Chutz Laretz may derive benefit for it. So if they do that, then you're allowed to derive malacha. Quotes other people who actually disagree, but this is the most opinion. They do it for you. They shouldn't do it for you. But if they do it,
why would it be different? Saying kind of like
what?
Be like, I come to put on a light for it. It should be like a piece for Shabbos.
So my wife has a relative. I used to go, before I became a relative, I used to go to second days. I'm serious, I'm just a relative. I used to go to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos. So I said, he's a relative. He'd come and he was Israeli. He thinks it's a client. You know, turn on lights. And goes, you know, what are you going to do? You can't do anything. You can't stop me. Like, person in the dark, you know, like, you know. But let's say with the turn on lights. So, well, Maisa, if it's from, it's okay. He comes out, it's mutter. I'll tell you, I remember, I'll never forget this. I was by Arloy. Arloy is Chassam Sefer, real, they look Hasidic, but they're not Hasidic. They're not in Ashkenaz, in Katzim. The Rebbe, the Rav of Arloy, was a very, very holy Jew, passed away a couple of years ago, one of the older Rabbanim in Israel. So it was in Simchas Torah. And you had Hasidim, or Talmidim, I should say, coming from New York, from Brooklyn, and from London, to be by the teacher. And they were keeping 2 days. So they came for Sukkos. Now it's Simchas Torah. So they had a minion there of Chutznikim. So Chutznikim there. So we daven there. We're nearby. We daven there. And we're dancing on Simchas Torah. All of a sudden, one of these guys come on. They had like a like loudspeakers, like a music. And they put on the music. And like all of a sudden, you feel like you're in a concert. No. You know, the boom boxes are like playing. It's Simchas Torah for us. We didn't ask them to do this. Am I allowed to dance? Survey says. Yeah, like, happens even on Shabbos, I would technically let it dance, you know, because I could be dancing before them. I mean, if you hold dancing.
There's no issue of oneg? There's no issue of, like, how it's just not, that's like leaving your TV
on. It was
on
weird,
Shabbat.
It was so weird. Okay, so, no, because anyways, we're make all about dancing and singing on.
Oh, right.
At Simchas Torah, we're make all. I mean, I never felt so weird, but you can tell me, Mamash turned on this music. Like, in the middle of our dancing, like, they turned on music. Now, I can't ask them according to the Pesachim. You know, the fact that they turned it on, you know, I'm allowed to benefit, right? I can't say, you know, the dancing a little bit schwach, a little bit weak. Let me turn some music for us, you know. You know, people don't have good voices, you know.
You could probably ask them to turn it off.
So according to Lashon, if it's bothering the dancing,
yeah.
If it's bothering you, you can turn it off because it's for mitzvah. If it's ruining your yom tif, you can. It'll be a mitzvah. Fine. I just say I saw this. I had this one of my emails. I think I brought it. Somewhere here, it's very geschmack. Oh, here we go. This was a metzia that I have. It was I found this. This was an email from Elazar Mer Taitz. Elazar Mer Taitz is Rabbi Taitz, who actually one of his books. His nephews were my. I learned with some of his nephews. My chavrus is Rabbi Taitz was a rabbi in Elizabeth. He passed away about 20 years ago. So Chashavi had built meistas actually. Rabbi Taitz's yeshiva was years ago built by two families. One family is named Wolf, any of the Wolf family. They own the Minnesota Vikings today, the kids. That family's name is Kushner. The grandfather, his grandfather, they built his yeshiva. His grandfather was from a Yid. They built the yeshiva in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Actually, there's a school in the Joseph Kushner School in Livingston, New Jersey, that after the grandfather. But the grandfather himself, he himself built the school in JUSA. Okay? Tetz was a big Torah scholar. He was famous for putting the Daf Yomi, the Daf HaShavu, on Yiddish on the radio. In his book, he was one of the Chashuva Ravs in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Okay, his son Elazar Mar is an older man today. He ran the ship afterwards. So this is the thing. He's talking about whether an Israeli Jew could do Malach on the second day of Yom Tov, but you can ask a Goy. He says you cannot. So he said like this: the whole shot is could you ask a Jew. The halachas asking a Goy are the same, because that doesn't change, right? So, it's the same thing, he said to him, it seems strange that a Goy on Shabbos would be more than a Jew. He says, he put this question to Michal Feinstein. Michal Feinstein was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's nephew, and he was a son-in-law of someone called the Briskerov, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik. Briskerov was a Chaim Soloveitchik's son, okay? So he says, I put this question to Michal Feinstein in 1954. My svara was that the prohibition of a guy to do malacha for a Jew is an isser on the Jew for whom it's done. The guy, after all, has no isser yom tov, right? So asking a guy to do something yom tov, it's not a problem for the guy. It's whose problem is it? I can't ask a guy. Right? He said, but for another Jew, however, the isser is not a consequence of the requester. If I ask another Jew, it's Yom Tov, it's bona fide Yom Tov, or Shabbos. If I ask a Jew on Shabbos, turn on the light for me. Now, maybe Lifnei Iver, right? But there's no Amir Yehudi, right? I'm not doing anything about asking a Jew, right? It's that he can't do it because it's for him. Is that clear? Says Rabbi Tights, and he's quoting Michal Feinstein. He says, hence, on the second day, the Israeli has no Isra of his own. And we don't invent gezeiras. Chazal goes Amir La'akum, right? Amir La'akum. Why? Amir La'akum. He has no Isser. The whole case of the Tchumen and Borgenen and these things is whether it be an Isser, right? He has no Isser whatsoever, he wants to say. You have to be in the world of the Rajba. I mean, you can ask him. But he's no Isser, he says. So he said that his father, the Briskov, said he felt it was permitted for an Israeli to do malacha for Ben Chutzlaretz. Based on this, there's no Isser. There's no Isser to ask him. What's the Isser? Who's making up an Isser over it? Yeah, but most Pesachim don't hold that way. So it indicates a great need, though, certainly for a mitzvah, as Rosh Hashanah says. Or in Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, Rabbim Noah Gilhaka. Or we see, so if in a case of a legitimate need, you see, and by Yom Tov Sheni, you see it. So what's the bottom line over here? Friday night in Mechaber, we pass like the Rajba. If you're Mechaber early Shabbos, or it's late Shabbos, you can ask them to do it. That's only, all this is only as long as one thing. You're doing it L'chumra, or it's Tosefes Kedusha, but anytime you hold something, it's Aser, right? So let me give you a case where Lukuliyama, I go to Israel, you know, if I hold that people have to cook 2 days, even if you think you're going to live in Israel, Ramesha holds, until you own a house in Israel, you have a job in Israel, there's no guarantee you're going to stay there. You're going to keep 1 day. You know how many people that I know what lived in Israel kept 1 day and ended up coming back? You know, so I hold that. If I hold it, you have to keep 2 days there. I can't ask you. Then the core to everyone. Nothing to talk about, right? It's just like I can't ask, if I hold an Erev as Usher, I can't ask you to push my Erev. If I hold, if it's a Chumrah, if I'm Machmir, then this all applies. That's what the Mishkos right was bringing down. All of this is because I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, because I'm one early Shabbos, or I keep it late because I'm machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. If I hold it, it's Aser. I can never ask a Jew something that holds Aser because of Lifnei Iver, because then it changes the parameters. We've now left other things. It's Lifnei Iver according to me. I can't ask a Jew something that Mamash holds Aser. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Hold here. Geshmak, no? Unbelievable stuff. Yeah, all from a couple lines of Gemara. I could have kept going. It's like, you know, Torah is grace. You know, you learn a couple lines of Gemara. You watch my Paris, I'll watch yours. You get a whole, all sugars, early Shabbos, late Shabbos, second day Yom Tif, like, you know, all from Abyssal Gemara. Yeah, okay.